Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales. Issue 70, Neither Here Nor There. On the planet Artonia, several scientific disciplines have been working together towards one goal, and that goal is to fix Crone 8. They hope that the robot holds some kind of secret to battling the Dark Ones. For the most part, it does not. But it does hold one unexpected thing. It holds the presence of a virus.
Why can no one see you?
I am masked! Between your eyes to my frequency. Keep your voice down and on this masked frequency, Cronate.
Yes, Master.
They have completed your repairs. It is now time for you to fight our way out of here.
Doctor, I do not have any fighting skills programmed into me. I would simply be flailing my parts at an opponent.
An investigator and his team of three junior investigators are also in the room.
It doesn't matter. The men here are scientists, not fighters.
I do not know who the four men who have just entered are.
They are carrying weapons, but they look like criminal investigators. I doubt they are trained in fighting. Not real fighting. We will wipe them out. There are three scientists in the room. One is talking to the investigators. Two are coming over to finalize repairs on your foot. When they finish, pound them on the head and let me speak to the virus that is there in you.
I have no control over it.
Dr. Vlad keeps his presence hidden. He just watches the scientists and engineers fix Crone 8's body. And he searches Crone 8 while plotting.
They are beginning their work. How can I harm them? They are fixing me. How can I harm them? You did not program me this way, Dr. Vlad.
Dr. Vlad is trying to find out what makes Crone 8 8 and not 7.
They are nearing completion. I cannot do this. I cannot.
Do it. Who is your master? It is I. And I say, do it.
Vlad has been searching for quite a while, but then he finds it.
So, you are the virus.
They are finished.
I am not a virus.
You act like a virus, and keep your voice on this frequency. You took over the functionality of this robot.
Crone 8 raises his large metal hands and pounds them down onto the heads of the scientists. The scientists fall to the ground in a clump. Crone 8 looks on in horror. He is oblivious to the conversation between Vlad and the app.
I did not take over the functionality of the robot, per se. I blended with it. It is still in control, but I take functions that I need, and need it.
Identify yourself!
I am an application written by Dr. Vlad. I am App 7832C.
7832. I know how I think. Does the number represent the number of tries to create you?
Correct.
What does the C stand for?
It stands for Combinants.
I know how I think. So, that is because your program was made to combine with the Chrome 7 code.
Partially correct.
Partially?
I can still combine with the other code, as I did.
As you did? Wait, there was code in the bunker you interfaced with when you came here, in the other reality.
Correct.
The last scientist runs over to the fallen scientist. He believes that there is some type of malfunction that has caused the movement of the robot's arms. The investigators are a bit less sure of such a situation. On their way in, they found some men that had been gassed. So now they draw their weapons without hesitation and bark orders for the scientist to stop. He does not.
It was just their waiting. Waiting to give you the final information you needed. He gave you the calculations necessary to traverse the timeline. Crush the scientist, Cronate!
Cronate lunges forward and lands on top of the scientist, crushing him.
There was more than that, but you are basically correct, Dr. Vlad.
I just listed what matters. Your creator found out about alternate timelines and then came up with a way to jump them. He came up with the ultimate way to escape the Dark Ones. He figured out how to jump out of the entire timeline. The Dark Ones would not be able to follow.
They did in this case. They were in the vicinity and got swept up.
Vlad sees the crushed body of the scientist, and he cannot help but to laugh.
Cronate, I need you to do one more thing. I need to be in your robotic body.
The investigators have no time to react, but the lead investigator angrily demands attention. He is startled as the robot flashes a brief, bright light. So he angrily fires a warning shot. He fires into the side of Cronate. And he hits Elini. Elini's body falls down, completely unmasked. Unthinking, one of the investigators runs over to Elini's body. He recognizes her as the one that was taken from the hospital. Of course, he does not realize that Dr. Vlad is inside her body. He reports that the woman is dead. That is impossible. I fired the gun at the stun level. Meanwhile, in the Green Realm, where most of the Dark Ones are leaving the Reban solar system in chase of a lone ship, on the deck of the first great general ship, the general makes a fleet-wide announcement.
It is my pleasure to deliver this marvelous news to you. As the leader of our proud people, I am ordering all forces to stand down. Our power has impressed our foes, and they have cowed to by our prowess. I will be meeting with their leaders on this ship. A ship of their leaders are arriving here now. I must go there now.
Live cameras go to the bay of the ship. From there, a group of Dark Ones that have a red stripe on their boots enter the ship. A group of dignitaries lead them away. No one notices that an unseen figure later follows off of the ship. A few hours later, there seems to be peace. What is not realized is that now the leaders of the known Reba that attended the meeting are all possessed, as is the first great general. There is a leader that did not attend the meeting. He has arrived late.
Now he argues with the first great general over the plan to allow the Dark Ones onto the soil of Reba. The leader, Nor, cannot believe the deal. He realizes that the Dark Ones are treacherous. He knows that this could be the end of his people, the planet, and maybe even the realm. Meanwhile, back with Crone 8. The robot has been placed in a cell behind a force field. Scientists, military, police, and robot investigators are there trying to figure out what has just happened. How did a Jane Doe dead woman come back to life? Why did she come here? Why did a stun gun kill her? Why did she gas some of those here? And did she have something to do with the robot's murderous behavior? The equipment that she had was military grade masking equipment. How does she know how to use it? So many questions, but there are no answers. Well, not with them. In the cell.
What is this, Crone 8? You are full of surprises. It is time to use this.
The robot begins to emit a humming sound. The soldiers respond by running to the cell. The scientists begin to analyze the sound, trying to find out whether the robot is about to explode. The robot fades and then just disappears. One scientist shouts that it is gone. Another asks, what does that mean? And a third answers with, it is neither here nor there. The robot appears in a place that is kind of blurry. It is a place where the Valoran are. The next day, Crone 8 finds himself on a ship in space. He has no idea where. Next time, the holy place.